So here's the thing. You've heard me say this before, but I think it needs to be said again. And no, this isn't a repeat, this is just a different context. Walk away from the computer. This is Screenwriting in Linux, aka Swolecast Episode 4, and this one is about portable working solutions. And this one is very near and dear to my heart for a lot of reasons. The first and foremost, and really the most important of all, so much so that it overshadows everything else, is the work that I get done when I'm sitting at my desktop computer. If I'm sitting at a computer randomly browsing websites or playing games, I can pretty much be there for hours on end. As soon as I need to sit down and work, I'm pretty much up and moving every 5 minutes or so. I'm so used to my desktop computer being where I play or kill time that it's difficult for me to change gears sometimes. Sitting at the computer weighs down the process for me occasionally, and the best way for me to fix that is to walk away and work somewhere else. This has nothing to do with Linux, but paper notebooks, always good. People lose track of that, writing on paper and noting stuff down, and it's a good idea to get used to doing that again because you never know what's going to be available, and sometimes just that immediate reaction that we get that, oh no, where is my laptop? Where's my iPhone? Where's my BlackBerry? Where's my whatever that I'm going to note this shit down? We forget about simple things like a piece of paper and a pen because we don't necessarily need to do it that often. I have a notebook that I keep around with me just because it's the most convenient thing. And I keep a pen with it. I have a little pen holder built into it. It's something I can take with me wherever I go. Whether it's to work where it's fairly inconspicuous and it's not me sitting in a laptop typing shit down, or whether it's going out to meetings so I can note shit down, going out to different types of functions for filmmakers and writers, that kind of stuff. It's always nice to have that shit handy. You don't have to worry about power supply for it, and you're less likely to have some dickhead gank your notebook, your paper notebook, than somebody trying to steal your laptop. They're also really convenient in terms of their flexibility. Sometimes I find one of my biggest problems with working on a laptop is where I'm actually working at. I still have to have somewhere where I can sit almost like a desk, whether it's a dining room table or even a coffee table that I can kind of sit at. I never really feel comfortable laying back and working on it. I can get kind of comfortable with a bed tray, something that you would have, eat breakfast in bed on, and that's all right, but it's never really great, especially with how compact laptops are. You end up with this kind of craning neck looking down, and your hands kind of at this weird angle because, the keyboard's not quite 100%, and your wrists are all over the place, and it's just kind of sucky. Sometimes having that notebook that you can just kind of sit down on your lap and jot a few things down, or, go out to dinner, and when you're sitting there, have it sitting beside you, so while you're waiting for your waiter to come and bring back your drink, you've got something that you can jot down notes on. That's one of the big ones for me with the paper notebook is going out to restaurants and sitting down and eating. I'm not one of these people that likes to go to coffee shops. I'm not even really a big fan of coffee. Today is the first day in a long time that I've actually had coffee, and that was because with my recent addition to my family, my sleep hasn't been quite up to par. It hasn't been seriously affected, but it hasn't been quite up to par. So I needed a little kick to get me through today, and just Cola wasn't doing it, so I went out and I got a coffee. But for the most part, I don't drink coffee. I don't really like the vibe of sitting in coffee houses. What really works for me is to go out to a restaurant, order a meal by myself. This is key. If you get somebody else going with you, you're gonna end up distracting. They're either gonna distract you with a conversation, or you are going to ignore them and feel like an asshole because you invited them out to dinner and all you're doing is writing in your notebook the whole time. So I like doing that. I like going to restaurants, and before my order gets there, take some time and write. Once I've finished eating, waiting for the bill, write some more, pay my bill, write a little bit more. I can get quite a bit done in that amount of time. So that's a really good one for me with actual physical notepads, because especially at a meal, I don't have to worry about spilling shit on it. If I spill shit on it, it's not a big deal. I spill shit on my laptop, there's gonna be problems. Moving past that are mobile devices. Like I mentioned earlier, phones, iPhones, BlackBerries, shit like that. Anything that has an internet connection, I find is a really good option. There are some fantastic things out there for iPhone. I don't have an iPhone myself, so I can't comment on them too much. Don't have one of the Google phones either, so I haven't really had a chance to play with those. Apparently, those can be broken out into just a standard Linux distribution, which would be very cool and I'd like to actually play with at some point. But I'm a BlackBerry kid. I mean, BlackBerry is what I've got. BlackBerry is what I've been using for 4 years now, so it's very nice for me. As a means of getting stuff down, there's a couple ways that you can deal with this, and this comes back to me talking about programming. I had mentioned in a previous episode that I think it's good for everyone who does more than check their email and a couple websites to know at least enough programming to hack together a few helper applications. Where this comes in for me is in how I organize my information. I write a lot of shit in my notebooks, but I don't always have my notebook with me, and it's not always the most convenient thing either. My BlackBerry is good because it sits right beside me in my bed, and when I'm sleeping and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I wake up because I've got an idea, or it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm still up because I can't stop thinking, my BlackBerry is right there. It's self-contained. I can jot down notes while my wife is sleeping and not disturb her. I don't have to get out of bed. I don't have to turn on light. I don't have to do any of that shit. It's just right there for me. Tying back into programming, I'm very fond of Ruby. I use it for all my scripting stuff. One of the programs that I created was a very simple application that logs into a mail server, grabs any new messages, parses out the contents of those messages, and then sticks it in a text file. And then on startup, it parses all the text files, it grabs whatever tags that it needs to, because the way the emails are set up, the way the messages are set up, are the content followed by a word with an at symbol in front of it. And that word with an at symbol is what I use to tag stuff. So let's say, for example, I'm working on a zombie script. I've got zombie ideas. I write in my little note in my email, on my BlackBerry. At the end of it, I do a line break. I put at zombie. I email it to my special account, which I have set up specifically for this purpose. And then when I open that program, when I get home, it automatically downloads it, automatically parses it, saves it to a text file. And then I can go through the actual program itself, this little tiny helper application. It lists all my tags for me. I'm looking for all my zombie notes because I want to work on that shit. I click the add zombie tag. All my notes are right there for me. I can copy them all out, paste them into another program, and start working on them. And this is a really good way to work mobily. You collect all your shit on your BlackBerry through email, whatever you want. Gmail is a good option here as well because you can do the same type of tagging, plus Gmail has integrated Google search. Easy, easy, easy to search through that shit, especially if you use a special modifier like the at symbol or the hash or even the dollar sign, anything in front of a word, and then you can search for that and it will bring up all your notes for you. Fantastic way of organizing your stuff. If you've got an iPhone, a BlackBerry, or any email-enabled phone, this will work for you. This is a fantastic solution to get your stuff down. Beyond that, we're up to netbooks. I love netbooks. I previously had an EPC, one of the earlier ones, the 701 4 gigs. And I rocked this sucker for about a year, and I really, really enjoyed it just because of how small and how portable and nice it was. And I may have mentioned this earlier, but there was one time when I was at a conference, and I was there early. So I went down to the Royal Ontario Museum in Toronto and spent a good 4 or 5 hours walking around there with my netbook in hand. And it was really nice because it didn't seem to matter what I was doing. I could always stop and write down notes. It was there, it was convenient, it was lightweight, to the point where I didn't even notice it in my hand. It was like carrying around a paperback book. It was that convenient. Now, I recently had to buy a new one. I'm assuming this was my fault. The previous one, the 701, was either lost or stolen. My assumption is it's somewhere in between. Chances are I brought it to work one day. I was coming home. I left it in my car. I stopped in at a grocery store. Stupidly, I left my doors unlocked and some dickhead yanked it out of my car. I live in a university town. There's two universities and a college here. It wouldn't surprise me if somebody yanked it out of my car. Not that it'd be worth anything, but there you have it. I spent quite an amount of time searching for it. I'm fairly confident that it is gone, and there's no way that I would have lost it at home or in my car or in my wife's car. Chances are somebody's got a hold of it. What I like about these is that they either come with Linux pre-installed or you can easily install Linux. I had to go get another one, so I went out and I went with an EPC again just because I like them. And the HE model that I picked up is far superior to the 701 that I previously had. Way better battery life. Right now, I can get about 6 hours of usage out of it as opposed to the 2.5 that I used to get out of the 701. And it's just brighter, bigger screen, better keyboard, just much better to use all around. It's a faster, more robust system, way more storage. This one's got a 160 gig hard drive in it, solid state hard drive, I believe. Which is nice. If I drop it, I don't have to worry about, crap happening. Even though at this point, if you're buying a laptop, you should be making sure that it keeps track of whether it's falling or not, so that it doesn't hit the ground and have a head scratch the shit out of your hard drive if it's not a solid state hard drive. But that's completely off course. The HE that I picked up came with XP pre-installed, Windows XP. And this is completely beyond the scope of what I'm talking about here, but when I was in the store, the delightful salesperson asked me if I wanted the extended warranty, to which I was honest with him. You know, I understand that you make money off the warranties, dude, but by the time this is at a position where it's going to break and it's outside of the standard warranty, I'm not going to be using it anymore anyways. These things are cheap enough. Granted, $450, $500 may not be cheap to everyone listening to this, but $300, $400 for your standard low-end netbook is to the point where it's fairly replaceable on a yearly basis. You could sell it for $100 to somebody and go out and buy a new one with much better specs for $350 the following year, just following it the specs on these machines. They've been continually getting better. Well, the price point hasn't changed very much. So I turned down that, but then he asked me if I wanted to pay for their service to have my system set up, which seemed a little odd to me. And apparently their service was they would configure your brand new PC to work on your network and make sure everything was set up for you with the custom username and everything that you would need. To which point I replied, I appreciate the offer, but first thing I do when I get this home is going to be to wipe the abomination that is Windows off of this machine and install a real OS. So, no, I don't think so. Thanks. So, I've got that sucker now, and it's working fantastic for me. There's a bunch of little distros out there, whether you're looking at Ubuntu or another distribution, that will install on those machines. So even if you do get one of the ones that have the default Zandros crippled EPC garbage that's on there, you can install a full OS, and not, you can even install the netbook remixes if you want, but I prefer having a fully featured desktop rather than having all my icons nice and big and convenient for me. I know the software well enough, I don't really need to do that. In fact, I'm thinking about switching over my EPC to function a little bit more like my desktop so that it's running Fluxbox as a window manager rather than GNOME as a fully featured desktop environment. Netbooks, the convenience is clear. You can take them anywhere. You can go anywhere. The wireless on mine is good enough that it doesn't matter if I'm sitting in my room right next to my router or out in my backyard or in my basement. Pretty much anywhere within, a good 50 yards of my house, I can get some kind of service. There's enough restaurants out there that are now providing free Wi-Fi to customers. There's coffee shops providing free Wi-Fi to customers. There's all these different places where you can work remotely and still have internet connectivity. One of the really good things that I find about the netbooks is because the screens are a little smaller, I think the one on mine is 800 by something, 800 by 480, so it's not a massive screen, and I could be wrong on that spec, I can't be bothered to check it right now. But because the screen is so small, I'm not as tempted to do all the types of things that I would do on my normal computer, especially because on my normal computer, I'm running two monitors with, a full widescreen resolution, so I'm used to having lots of room to play around in. On a netbook, because the screen is so small, I'm using all that screen space for the writing application that I'm working in. It makes some things a little bit more difficult, like trying to collect notes and collect outlines and take all that information and start doing an actual draft. That's not necessarily the best application for it. At the very least, doing the organizing in advance on something that's a little bit more user-friendly is always a good idea, something that gives you a bit more room and a bit more space in working on it before you come down to the laptop. It's really nice for going through and editing or doing a first draft and chugging through that first draft and just ripping it out and just typing as fast as you can. Whether that's what you ascribe to or not, that's personally how I like to get through a first draft as quick as possible, because no matter how much I slave over each and every one of those words, there's going to be things that need to be fixed later. So worry more about the fixing and less about the wordsmithing right off the bat. And then you can move up to fully featured laptops. Really, there's not much difference here. You're going to get a bit more power out of them. You might get a better battery life out of them. You may be one of those people that just hates working at desktops because you like having that freedom to move around. And you might want to go out and spend a couple grand on a nice Mac and have your editing suite on there and do everything on that machine. I dislike that approach for myself personally. I like having something that's small and dedicated specifically to writing, or primarily to writing. So that comes down to a personal preference. I guess all of this does come down to a personal preference. For me, netbooks, notebooks, and mobile devices are the way to go. There's a problem in how I opened this episode, in that I mentioned When I sit down to work at the computer, I feel weighed down. It's not that it's harder to work at my desk. In some ways, it's much easier. It's actually configured for me to spend long amounts of time comfortably working there. The problem is in my view of the space and my habits. I've spent so many hours reading and browsing that it's easy for me to slide back into it at the drop of a hat. 5 minutes of writing can feel like an hour sometimes. An hour of web browsing can easily feel like 5 minutes. I'm trying hard to change my views and habits. A large portion of that has been weaning myself off of forums. They are massive time sinks and such easy distractions for me. Another part has been moving to using RSS feeds to monitor my favorite sites rather than bounce from site to site checking from updates. That's not to say that you should cripple your browsing habits. It goes back to what I was saying in episode 2 about input and output. The more input you get, the more slivers of ideas you get to mash together and see if something brilliant forms out of that. I want to feel a little less like a strung out meth monkey with ADD trying to work through a scene. So, yeah, walk away from the computer. It's beneficial in more ways than one. Swillcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 2.5 Canada license. If you'd like to know more, license information can be found on the Swillcast website at swillcast.blogspot.com. That's SWILCAST. Episodes can be found there and where they're hosted on the Internet Archive at archive.org. Search for Swillcast. If you'd like to contact me, I can be reached at swillcast@gmail.com. A new episode will be up next Wednesday.